Thunder Bay, Pride Month has officially launched in Thunder Bay, with the raising of the Pride flag at City Hall. It was a symbolic start to 30 days of celebration of the LGBTQIA2S+ community, with a wide variety of events planned, including drag shows and the June 15 return of the Pride Parade after a five-year absence. "Still, it's a bittersweet time," said Thunder Pride Chair Scotia Cowpie, noting this year's Pride Month theme is Rise Up. On the one hand, Thunder Bay has shown its support, with more than 10,000 coming out to last year's Pride celebrations. On the other, there are forces actively working to push the LGBTQIA2S+ community back into closets and society back to the Stone Age, she said. She dreams of the day Pride Month is just a celebration of love and acceptance, and there's no need for protest or activism. 100%, that has always been the goal, Cowpie said on Friday. It shouldn't ever have to have a protest element to it. It should just be a fun festival and welcoming, going back to the days of love is love and we're just celebrating that. We're not talking politics. We're not talking about people losing rights or being hurt or killed. Unfortunately, the negative rhetoric has managed to slip into Thunder Bay, she said. The good news is she truly believes it's a fraction of the community and country that espouse anti-LGBTQIA2S+ views. We're out, not hiding behind screens and behind anonymity. We're out showing everybody that we support all the other members of our community together and that the bigots that want to be out and loud are very small and few, compared to how loud it seems on the internet, Cowpie said. Outgoing Rainbow Collective president Jason Veltri said Friday's kickoff sets the tone for the month of June, adding he's proud that Pride continues to grow in Thunder Bay. "It's unfortunate not all political leaders are on board," Veltri said, while acknowledging support from municipal and federal leaders on hand for Friday's flag raising. "It's concerning, to be fighting to protect LGBTQIA2S+ rights in this day and age. We have come a long way, but we are witnessing the erosion of human rights across the world right now by the likes of Donald Trump and Pierre Poilievre. They are going to take us to the Stone Age and we just can't let that happen," Veltri said. "It's events like today, it's leaders that were here today to stand with us and say, not on our watch. We will continue to fight on the front lines for our right to exist, even in the face of the headwinds and the hate from the right. Knowing there's huge swaths of support in Thunder Bay is comforting," he added. "We know it's a very small and loud minority of people who don't want to see us succeed," Veltri said. "I am so excited for June 15th to see what this community does. We already see the record numbers in registrations for vendors, food booths and entertainment. We're just excited to get the month started and this community has rallied behind us every step of the way since the protests last year at Mavati. We know we have more people with us than against us and that's what we're going to continue to move forward on." Countdown. Shelby Shin was also on hand at City Hall and said as the only out member of council, "It's been great to help take a lead on the changes that have taken place." Shin said she's hosting a special event on June 5 for those who might have taken a little longer to find their voice. "There are still many ways to grow. One of the needs in the Pride community is space for adults who have come out later in life," Shin said. "I am hosting a special event to capture those who might not feel quite connected yet. I am encouraging anyone who has come out or is looking to come out later in life to join us this Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Prime Gelato. Gelato is on me."